All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in shortly, we're going to talk with the Assistant Chief of EMS at Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Todd Jankwart. He was one of several individuals, kind of a chain CPR situation that started yesterday morning on Interstate 41 near Church Road that helped save a man's life. All started with a state patrol trooper getting flagged down by a woman. The trooper pulled an unconscious man from a vehicle and began CPR, and it ended with Fond du Lac paramedics transporting the subject to St. Agnes Hospital, where the man had regained consciousness, continued to recover. We'll talk about CPR with Todd Jankwart coming up on the final segment of the show. Ribbon-cutting ceremonies were held an hour ago for a new Fond du Lac County Highway Garage. Fond du Lac County Board Chairman Marty Farrell was there. He is back. He's in the studio, and he joins us on the program. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Before we talk about that, though, you were, of course, in the studios Tuesday night for election coverage, and it was an historic night. First of all, I want to get your reaction to the Democrats taking over control of the House of Representatives. You saw Glenn Grothman. He was reelected to another term. Here's a guy that's never lost an election in his political career.
And he's not a typical politician, you know, in my opinion, you know, good or bad. He's not out there, you know, kissing babies and glad-handing. But he's strong conservative, and I guess that's what the voters of the 6th District like. However, I will point out quickly that, and I this is not sour grapes, but as a political scientist, I think we need to take a look at gerrymandering in the state of Wisconsin, because when you have a Democratic surge winning all the statewide offices and not a single assembly seat or Senate seat changes hands, or a congressional seat. In Minnesota, half their delegation turned over. Democrats won two that they didn't have. Republicans won two that they didn't have. Iowa, two out of four turned over. Why is it in Wisconsin we have absolutely no turnover, no competition in our legislative races?
That was interesting.
I think that's something to really look at.
Well, we will see what happens with the lawsuit and the lawsuit organizers. This is something that is being decided in the courts, and they say that these results are further evidence that will bolster their case in court. So we'll see what happens with that. That remains to be seen. All right. Okay, so ribbon cutting ceremonies for this new highway garage. Where is it located? Southwest of the city?
Yes, it's on Hickory Street, and if you go out on Hickory from here downtown, first you cross Interstate 41, then keep going, then you cross 151, and it's just on the north side of Hickory, just past Highway 151.
And is this new, the old facility, the current facility, I should say, is located on Dixie, in the city of Fond du Lac, right in the city of Fond du Lac, which is interesting. It wasn't in the city when it was built.
Because it was built in 1929.
Yeah.
There were barely cars.
Right. I was talking with my wife the other day when she was growing up in Fond du Lac, and she grew up and lived on Gwinden Boulevard near where Gillies, not too far from Gillies, on South Main Street. There was nothing out there at the time when she grew up. Okay, so the city's changed. It's grown. But there was nothing where the highway garage was located on Dixie Street. How much bigger will this facility be compared to the current facility?
Okay, I don't have the square footage.
Generally speaking.
Three or four times bigger.
Okay.
But it's going to do more things, too.
Right.
So there will be indoor impoundment for the sheriff's department. Right now, vehicles that are involved in a crime or stolen or something like that, they're actually stored outside, which obviously is not ideal. Now there will be room for indoor storage of that. There will also be a shooting range for the local law enforcement officers out there. So it's way bigger, but it also will fulfill more functions.
All right. And it's not something that, I mean, it's not, it's kind of like the jail. It's not something you want to have to spend money on, but it's something that you have to spend money on.
Yeah, and again, when you realize the original building still in use was built in 1929 and then kind of cobbled onto over the
years. Almost 100 years.
Yeah, 90 anyway. And
90 years old.
And again, I've seen things that, first of all, there's a sidewalk that goes right by the main doors of this. They have to actually look out for pedestrians when they're pulling equipment in and out of the current garage. There isn't room for the modern day snow plows. They actually have to back the trucks in order to fit them in. This takes way more time than is necessary. It's just completely dysfunctional. And of course, you'd rather not spend the $25 million, but this is going to be good for another 50, 60, 70 years. We bond for it. Interest rates are still pretty low.
Yep.
And so it's not something that's a huge burden to the taxpayer because it's going to be spread out over, you know, quite a few years.
All right. So the groundbreaking was held today.
Right.
Groundbreaking was held today. When is the facility going to be open?
Hopefully within a year from now.
Okay. In fact, there's action. The county board meets tonight, and there is action, isn't there, on hiring the contractor, I think? Resolution
yes.
authorizing the county to accept the bid package to hire C.D. Smith
yes.
to construct the building.
Yes, this is the final resolution, and this will take care of everything. So we have already authorized XL Engineering to design the building, and now we will authorize C.D. Smith to actually build it, and this is the final go-ahead for this project.
How much money does it cost?
It's a bit under $26 million all told.
All right. And what happens to the current facility?
Well, we're going to sell it, and I have heard some plans, but I can't be specific about that because it's uncertain, and you know there's negotiations going on.
Somebody's going to buy it?
Yes, we are going to
an automobile dealership or a repair shop or something like that.
I'm not at liberty to comment on that because it's under negotiation.
Okay, well that's good that the county is going to get something out of it. I was just thinking off the top of my head as we were discussing this, and maybe the county did discuss this as all of this was taking place, the planning. But did the county ever discuss the possibility of building a new highway garage and maybe using the existing garage for some aspects of the county highway garage?
Yes, all the possibilities were considered.
All right.
Including building on the current site.
Right.
Again, totally impractical. But this has been in the planning for many years. Aaron Jared, really the director of administration for the county, along with the county executive, of course, they've been working on this, and they work with our highway committee of the county board. So they've been talking about this for at least 5 to 6 years. Every possibility was considered. And finally, this current site was chosen for a lot of reasons. It is hooked up to city water and sewer. It is right near electrical supply lines, and great access to both Highway 151 and Interstate 41. So
all right.
It's really an ideal situation, and we will get some revenue from selling the old site.
You folks are adopting the budget tonight? You feel good
yes,
about that
we
budget?
Yes, we need to. Yes, I do. We didn't have a whole lot of gnashing of teeth and, you know, pulling our hair out over this. It's a pretty straightforward budget. We're able to keep doing most of, you know, what we need to do. Again, 95%, 98% of what we do, we're required to do by state law. This is the Wisconsin model.
Nobody spoke at the public hearing last week.
Nobody spoke. Nobody came with complaints to any. The Finance Committee had 2 full days, starting at 8 in the morning, of hearings on the budget. And again, not a single citizen showed up to complain. The biggest, you know, addition are the 3 new sheriff's deputies, but we haven't had any additions there in many, many years. And also, it's necessary because of the city-county building security system. The judges insisted on this, and again, after careful consideration, the board decided we do need to have security in the building, and the security is going to have to be staffed by 2, and we've decided to do it with sworn officers. But the reason we're hiring 3 is that they actually will form a new unit within the sheriff's department, which will handle other duties in addition to the city-county building security.
All right, and you guys approved those 3 positions last week. They're in the budget. The money for the positions are in the budget that will be adopted tonight. You are also going to, I assume, approve the reorganization at the Rolling Meadows Golf Course tonight?
Well, it's been approved by the Finance Committee. It'll be up to the board, but I'm not aware of opposition. We're reducing the staff out there.
Saving $66,000 in the process by getting rid of the full-time pro, golf pro. Were you at that public information meeting last night on continuation of the sales tax at the public info meeting in Campbellsport or not?
No, I could not make that. However, I did speak with a couple of supervisors at the groundbreaking this morning that were there. They said about 6 members of the public did show up for it down in Campbellsport, and actually, at least according to what I was told, the majority of them seemed to think that taking off the sunset was a good idea because, you know, the county really needs that revenue. It's relatively painless. I know some people don't want to hear that, but they said, and this is true at the Towns Association meeting also about a month ago. Marty Ryan, the Finance Committee Chair, and Alan Beekel went to the Towns Association, and they said that this half cent really should be continued. So when you have all the town chairs from the townships agreeing to this, and now we're starting to see citizens also understand the need for this. And Greg, as I've told you before, and maybe this is not the time for me to make the argument, but if that is not continued, if it is sunsetted, you're either going to see a drastic curtailment of county services, things like child support, things like child neglect and abuse, looking after those, sheriff's department, all these essential functions, either going to have to be cut drastically or borrowing is going to have to increase drastically because that's the only 2 real alternatives.
All right. County Board Chairman Marty Farrell, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Greg.